Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Indy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, pilot Grant Stewart has narrowly escaped from his sinking helicopter when it crashed into a dam on Queensland's Scenic Rim. The helicopter ditched into the water and rolled upside down while Stewart was collecting water to fight a fire at Tregony near Cunningham Gap. Stewart said he was running out of air when he managed to pry open the rear door of the aircraft to make his escape. He was taken to Toowoomba Base Hospital with minor injuries and has been released.
Hundreds of human remains have been sitting in storage for more than a century at the Queensland Museum. The remains of 833 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and 65 individuals from across the Pacific nations are yet to be repatriated by the Queensland Museum. Many of these remains were stolen from fresh graves or hospitals during the mid-1800s to the late 1960s without the consent of families. First Nations elder Uncle Bob Wetherill has been working for decades to get the remains back. A Queensland Museum spokeswoman said the ancestral remains have been deaccessioned from the main collection and decision-making powers are with the First Nations communities identified.
In national news, helmets become more common on local beaches. Young surfers suffered a serious head injury at Plum Beach on Sydney Northern beaches. Ted Bradgate, a 12-year-old boy who got a head injury which was impelled by his surfboard, decided to wear a helmet every time he went on surfing after the incident. Former world champion Tom Carroll had faced a similar situation with his board fin slided his forehead down to the board 3 years ago, saying, quoted, "You really need to be able to feel confident and that's what the helmet started to give me."
More statues of women will be raised across Australia to combat the underrepresentation of brass females. Only 17% of statues in Australia's capital cities depict women, with more brass depictions of animals than females. City of Sydney Councillor Linda Scott wants the city to do better, saying, quote, "When you look around Sydney's public domain, it's quite a sausage fest." 4 statues of women in capital cities will be erected this year, with at least 8 more planned.
In international news, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has told the United Nations General Assembly that a sustainable peace in the Middle East will not be possible until Palestinians are granted full rights. President Abbas made an appeal to the United Nations Security General Antonio Guterres, calling for an international conference on creating a Palestinian state. He said in the conference, quoted, "Maybe the last opportunity to salvage the two-state solution and to prevent the situation from deteriorating more seriously and threatening the security and stability of our region and the entire world."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.